Welcome to day 150 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries, and today marks 5 full months of progressing together through the Word of God. Today's reading will take us through the longest chapter in the Bible, which is Psalm 119. A few days ago, we read the shortest chapter of the Bible, which was Psalm 117. But today's reading takes us to one of the most beautiful pieces of writing in the book of Psalms. This psalm is an amazing work of art, really, an inspired piece of literature, of course, by the Holy Spirit. But it is written in such a very beautiful way. The psalm in the Hebrew language is actually an acrostic of 22 stanzas. And each of those 22 stanzas of poetry is represented by one letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And then each of the 8 poetic lines in each stanza begins with that same Hebrew letter. So it's a fascinating work, and it is filled with praise, with love, with expressions of love for the law of God, the word of God, the commandments of God. In fact, there are 8 specific Hebrew words that appear repeatedly throughout the psalm that all have to do with the main theme of this Psalm 119. And those words are, translated into English, of course, are law, testimonies, precepts, statutes, commandments, rules, and word. And of course, all of these words refer specifically to God's law or God's word. And the writer is, throughout the psalm, expressing his love for God's word, his love for the commands of God, and his desire to obey the commands of God. So you will hear this theme throughout Psalm 119 as we read it together. Since we are reading from the Amplified Translation, you will hear each verse really expanded upon, and it will help with understanding of each of these verses. So beginning at verse 1 of Psalm 119 in the Amplified Bible. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are the undefiled, the upright, truly sincere and blameless in the way of the revealed will of God, who walk, order their conduct and conversation in the law of the Lord, the whole of God's revealed will. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, are they who keep his testimonies, and who seek, inquire for, and of him, and crave him with the whole heart. Yes, they do no unrighteousness, no willful wandering from his precepts. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts, that we should observe them diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed and established to observe your statutes, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them. Then shall I not be put to shame by failing to inherit your promises, when I have respect to all your commandments. I will praise and give thanks to you with uprightness of heart when I learn by sanctified experiences your righteous judgments, your decisions against and punishments for particular lines of thought and conduct. I will keep your statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed and keeping watch on himself, according to your word, conforming his life to it. With my whole heart have I sought you, inquiring for and of you, and yearning for you. Oh, let me not wander or step aside, either in ignorance or willfully, from your commandments. Your word have I laid up in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. teach me your statutes. With my lips have I declared and recounted all the ordinances of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and have respect to your ways, the paths of life marked out by your law. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live, and I will observe your word, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying it. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a stranger and a temporary resident on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My heart is breaking with the longing that it has for your ordinances and judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud and arrogant, the accursed ones who err and wander from your commandments. Take away from me reproach and contempt, for I keep your testimonies. Princes also sat and talked against me, but your servant meditated on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My earthly life cleaves to the dust. Revive and stimulate me according to your word. I have declared my ways and opened my griefs to you, and you listen to me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on and talk of all your wondrous works. My life dissolves and weeps itself away for heaviness. Raise me up and strengthen me according to the promises of your word. Remove from me the way of falsehood and unfaithfulness to you, and graciously impart your law to me. I have chosen the way of truth and faithfulness. Your ordinances have I set before me. I cleave to your testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will not merely walk, but run the way of your commandments when you give me a heart that is willing. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end steadfastly. Give me understanding that I may keep your law. Yes, I will observe it with my whole heart. Make me go in the path of your commandments, for in them do I delight. Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to covetousness, robbery, sensuality, unworthy riches. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, idols, and idolatry, and restore me to vigorous life and health in your ways. Establish your word and confirm your promise to your servant, which is for those who reverently fear and devotedly worship you. Turn away my reproach, which I fear and dread, for your ordinances are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me renewed life. Let your mercy and loving kindness come also to me, O Lord, even your salvation according to your promise. Then shall I have an answer for those who taunt and reproach me, for I lean on, rely on, and trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I hope in your ordinances. I will keep your law continually, forever and ever, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying it. And I will walk at liberty and at ease, for I have sought and inquired for and desperately required your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be put to shame, for I delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also will I lift up in fervent supplication to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Remember fervently the word and promise to your servant, in which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort and consolation in my affliction, that your word has revived me and given me life. The proud had me in great derision, yet have I not declined in my interest in or turned aside from your law. When I have earnestly recalled your ordinances from of old, O Lord, I have taken comfort. Burning indignation, terror, and sadness seize upon me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have earnestly remembered your name, O Lord, in the night. I have observed your law. This I have had as the gift of your grace and as my reward, that I have kept your precepts, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them. You are my portion, O Lord. I have promised to keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful and gracious to me according to your promise. I considered my ways. I turned my feet to obey your testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep your commandments. Though the cords of the wicked have enclosed and ensnared me, I have not forgotten your law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. I am a companion of all those who fear, revere, and worship you, and of those who observe and give heed to your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy and loving kindness. Teach me your statutes. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your promise. Teach me good judgment, wise and right discernment, and knowledge, for I have believed, trusted, relied on, and clung to your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now your word do I keep, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying it. You are good and kind and do good. Teach me your statutes. The arrogant and godless have put together a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their hearts are as fat as grease. Their minds are dull and brutal, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law from your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands have made me, cunningly fashioned and established me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who reverently and worshipfully fear you will see me and be glad, because I have hoped in your word and tarried for it. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right and righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let, I pray you, your merciful kindness and steadfast love be for my comfort, according to your promise to your servant. Let your tender mercy and loving kindness come to me, that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the proud be put to shame, for they deal perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who reverently and worshipfully fear you turn to me, and those who have known your testimonies. Let my heart be sound, sincere, and wholehearted, and blameless in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame. My soul languishes and grows fat for your salvation, but I hope in your word. My eyes fail, watching for the fulfillment of your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a bottle, a wineskin, blackened and shriveled in the smoke in which it hangs. Yet do I not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant which he must endure? When will you judge those who pursue and persecute me? The godless and arrogant have dug pitfalls for me, men who do not conform to your law. All your commandments are faithful and sure. the godless pursue and persecute me with falsehood. Help me, Lord. They had almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not your precepts. According to your steadfast love, give life to me. Then I will keep the testimony of your mouth, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying it. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven, stands firm as the heavens. Your faithfulness is from generation to generation. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. All the whole universe are your servants. Therefore, they continue this day according to your ordinances. Unless your law had been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts. How can I? For it is by them you have quickened me, granted me life. I am yours, therefore save me, your own, for I have sought, inquired of, and for your precepts, and required them as my urgent need. The wicked wait for me to destroy me, but I will consider your testimonies. I have seen that everything human has its limits and end, no matter how extensive, noble, and excellent, but your commandment is exceedingly broad and extends without limits into eternity. Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for your words are ever before me. I have better understanding and deeper insight than all my teachers, because your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I keep your precepts, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep your word, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying it. I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and have confirmed it, that I will keep your righteous ordinances, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them. I am sorely afflicted. Renew, quicken me. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I beseech you, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I do not stray from your precepts. Your testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever, even to the end. I hate the thoughts of undecided in religion, double-minded people, but your law do I love. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them. Uphold me according to your promise, that I may live, and let me not be put to shame in my hope. Hold me up, that I may be safe and have regard for your statutes continually. You spurn and set at naught all those who stray from your statutes, for their own lying deceives them, and their tricks are in vain. You put away and count as dross all the wicked of the earth, for there is no true metal in them. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles and shudders for fear, and reverential, worshipful awe of you, and I am afraid and in dread of your judgments. I have done justice and righteousness. Leave me not to those who would oppress me. Be surety for your servant for good, as Judah was surety for the safety of Benjamin. Let not the proud oppress me. My eyes fail, watching for your salvation and for the fulfillment of your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your mercy and loving kindness, and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding, discernment, and comprehension, that I may know, discern, and be familiar with the character of your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act. They have frustrated your law. Therefore, I love your commandments more than resplendent gold, yes, more than perfectly refined gold. Therefore, I esteem as right all, yes, all of your precepts. I hate every false way. Your testimonies are wonderful, far exceeding anything conceived by man. Therefore, my penitent self keeps them, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them. The entrance and unfolding of your words gives light. Their unfolding gives understanding, discernment, and comprehension to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted with eager desire, for I longed for your commandments. Look upon me, be merciful unto me, and show me favor, as is your way to those who love your name. Establish my steps and direct them by means of your word. Let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so I will keep your precepts, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them. Make your face shine with pleasure upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Streams of water run down my eyes, because men do not keep your law. They hear it not, nor receive it, love it, or obey it. Rigidly righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments and all expressions of your will. You have commanded and appointed your testimonies in righteousness and in great faithfulness. My zeal has consumed me and cut me off, because my adversaries have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure, tried and well refined. Therefore, your servant loves it. I am small, insignificant, and despised, but I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have found and have taken hold on me, yet your commandments are my delight. Your righteous testimonies are everlasting, and your decrees are binding to eternity. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Give me discernment and comprehension, and I shall not die. I cried with my whole heart, "Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I will hear, receive, love, and obey them." I cried to you, "Save me, that I may keep your testimonies, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them." I anticipated the dawning of the morning and cried in childlike prayer. I hoped in your word. My eyes anticipate the night watches, and I am awake before the cry of the watchman, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. O Lord, quicken me and give me life according to your righteous decrees. They draw near who follow after wrong thinking and persecute me with wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, nearer to me than my foes, and all your commandments are truth. Of old have I known your testimonies, and for a long time. Therefore, it is a thoroughly established conviction that you have founded them forever. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me, revive me, and give me life according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not nor hunger for your statutes. Great are your tender mercy and loving kindness, O Lord. Give me life according to your ordinances. Many are my persecutors and my adversaries, yet I do not swerve from your testimonies. I behold the treacherous and am grieved and loathe them, because they do not respect your law, neither hearing, receiving, loving, nor obeying it. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me and give life to me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The sum of your word is truth, the total of the full meaning of all your individual precepts, and every one of your righteous decrees endures forever. Princes pursue and persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words, dreading violation of them far more than the force of a prince or potentate. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but your law do I love. 7 times a day and all day long do I praise you because of your righteous decrees. Great peace have they who love your law. Nothing shall offend them or make them stumble. I am hoping and waiting eagerly for your salvation, O Lord, and I do your commandments. Your testimonies have I kept, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them. I love them exceedingly. I have observed your precepts and your testimonies. For all my ways are fully known before you. Let my mournful cry and supplication come near before you, O Lord. Give me understanding, discernment, and comprehension according to your word of assurance and promise. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall pour forth praise with thanksgiving and renewed trust when you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall sing praise for the fulfillment of your word, for all your commandments are righteous. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I have longed for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and let your decrees help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek, inquire for, and demand your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In today's devotional, I want to focus on a single verse out of this magnificent psalm, and that verse is verse 165 of Psalm 119. It says very simply, yet profoundly, "Great peace have they who love your law. Nothing shall offend them or make them stumble." There is such a deep truth here that I want to share with you today. We know that people would give almost anything in their lives to take hold of peace or peace of mind. Many people struggle day in and day out with tremendous anxiety, worry, or a lack of peace in their lives. When they wake up in the morning, they're in turmoil. When they go to bed at night, they're filled with anxious thoughts or thoughts of unresolved conflicts and just a complete lack of peace in their lives. And yet here in Psalm 119, we are given a key to peace. Not just peace, a lack of conflict in their life, great peace, this scripture says. great peace, an abundance of peace. And that word peace is the Hebrew word shalom, which means more than just a lack of conflict. It means a wholeness or a completeness. It implies that there's nothing lacking in a person's life. Can you imagine a person who has peace in the sense that this word means? It's a complete person, a person who is leading a full life and has no gap, no lack in their heart that is troubling them. God wants every one of us to live continuously in this place of great peace, that no matter what's happening around you, you just walk in a very perfect peace. That's God's desire for us. That's what Jesus died on the cross to give us, a wholeness and a completeness, a perfect peace. But how can we take hold of it in the midst of the turmoil of around us in the world, the conflicts that we see and experience every single day? How can we live in this amazing peace, this great peace that's spoken of here in verse 165? Of the 119th Psalm. We are clearly told that this great peace comes to those who love God's law. Now, what exactly does that mean? A person who loves God's law seeks to embrace it, to align their life with it, to stay in agreement with God's law. That is a person who loves the law of God, someone who's pursuing continuously to make sure that their own life lines up with the Word of God. We often observe in today's culture that so much of what the culture stands for, represents, presents to the world is in complete and total opposition to God's laws, God's ways, the Word of God. For example, the tremendous obsession that our current culture has with sexual immorality in its multiple forms and how it has been infused into our culture through the media and in every area of life and presented as if it was perfectly good and perfectly normal and perfectly wholesome when it is actually the complete opposite of that and is in violation of God's law, that obsession is contrary to the laws of God. And I've observed many people in the church, people who have professed that they've given their lives to Christ and that they love God and they've received God's forgiveness for their own life, yet they have not aligned their own hearts with this area of God's law. I have seen people who attend church and profess to be Christians who are living in sin with their boyfriend or girlfriend. That is a violation of the laws of God, which are very clear that sexual relations are to be preserved for the beauty of the marriage relationship. And so anytime that we're in conflict with God's laws, God's ways, we have a lack of peace. And this scripture tells us, great peace have they who love your law. People who love God's law, want to do God's law, pursue it, desire to line their lives up with it, have a great peace in their lives. And anytime that you have a conflict in your heart, your emotions, and you don't resolve it, there's a lack of peace right there. So anytime when you're in conflict with your maker, with your creator, with God himself, there's a lack of peace. And I tell you, there's a lot of people who are believers, who are in the church, who are Christians, who have a conflict with God because they have not embraced God's law in a certain area. Maybe it's the area about sexual relations or some other area of their life where they don't want to submit their will to God's law. They don't want to embrace and love God's law above their own opinion or above their own desires or above their own fleshly lusts, so to speak. And so there's a conflict. So they have a lack of peace right there. They wake up in the morning, they go to bed at night, and there's this tension in their spirit, and maybe they can't even identify it. Maybe they don't even realize why they have this unsettled feeling all the time. And it's because they have a lack of peace that is directly related to not loving the laws of God, not embracing, not submitting to, not desiring to be in alignment with the Word of God in some particular area of their life. And that lack of peace will continue. In fact, it'll even grow the longer that individual doesn't submit themselves to God's ways and God's law and come to a place of embracing it and loving it above and beyond their own opinion. And so this is one way or one example of how a lack of peace is directly related to a lack of love and respect and honor and obedience to the Word of God. Another one that's probably a lot more subtle than that example is this, and this one is very widespread. God clearly commands us, Jesus Himself commanded, that we're to love our enemies, that we're to forgive everyone, we're to forgive others the way we have been forgiven. And with that command comes a duty, a responsibility, a requirement of every single believer to never allow resentment or bitterness to have any place in our hearts. Resentment, where you have an unforgiving spirit or attitude towards someone who has hurt you or hurt somebody you love, and it could go back for many years, it could go back for your entire lifetime, and you've never really resolved that issue between yourself and the Heavenly Father and perhaps the person who committed the offense, whether they're dead or alive, it doesn't matter. You can still be harboring a resentment, an injury, a grudge against someone who has offended you or sinned against you or sinned against someone you loved. And that seed of resentment, unforgiveness, or bitterness will absolutely keep you in a place that is lacking in peace every single day. And you may not even recognize where it came from or what it is. You have an underlying disturbance, so to speak, in your emotions. You have an underlying lack of peace, lack of being able to rest, a lack of being able to feel free. And it's completely related to a violation of God's word, and therefore a lack of love for God's word, because you haven't embraced God's word to forgive everyone freely, and you've continued to keep in your heart this grudge or this resentment or this bitterness or this unforgiveness. And so it gives you no peace. In fact, it keeps you in a continual state of emotional turmoil, emotional unrest, and contributes to emotional instability. Let me give you an example. Perhaps when you were a child, your father abused your mother, or your mother betrayed your father, and you have nursed a grudge against the parent that hurt your other parent. And in that, you've grown up. You never forgave the one who caused the injury. You never released them and forgave and blessed them and prayed for them. But instead, you have harbored in your heart a resentment deep and bitter against the parent that injured or hurt the other parent. And you've never been able to release that or let that go or allow God to really heal it. So because of that, it has given you an underlying lack of peace. You're emotionally not at peace. You don't have the great peace that is described here in Psalm 119 that is experienced by those who love God's law. Why is that? It's because you haven't embrace that part of God's law that says you have to forgive completely. So you grow up with this underlying emotional disturbance, essentially, emotional instability, lack of peace. It increases over time. It doesn't decrease. It doesn't go away because time has passed. In fact, it leads you to be easily stumbled by other people who commit offenses against you or people you love. And so this is growing in your life. So now you're easily resentful, easily judgmental, easily sinned against or feel sinned against and offended, and you have with that this greater lack of peace and greater lack of contentment in your spirit and in your emotions. In fact, such a situation only grows worse with time, and this is confirmed in the Word of God, because Hebrews 12:15 tells us that a root of bitterness or a root of resentment, as it says in the Amplified Bible, can shoot forth, which implies growth, and cause trouble and bitter torment, that many become contaminated and defiled by it. So if you have a root of resentment from many years ago against a parent or against a spouse or against any person that hurt you or hurt someone else, and you have never been able to allow God's grace and His help to forgive and release those persons involved in that situation, then this root of resentment in your spirit and in your emotions will grow up, shoot forth, start causing you more trouble, cause you bitter torment. You have no peace when you go to bed at night or wake up in the morning or when you think about the past or when you think about the present. And it begins to contaminate everything that you do and say and relationships that you have, because when you see someone else that hurts someone else, that old root of resentment rises up, and now you're also angry with that person, and it just begins to spread throughout your life, so that one defiled relationship from violating God's word long ago begins to cause problems in every other relationship that you have, because it doesn't go away with time, as some people like to say. In fact, it produces more fruit, bad fruit, but it produces more fruit. A root of bitterness, a root of resentment will shoot forth and spread and touch all the other relationships in your life, so that you begin to see people through the eyes of resentment. And anytime anybody stumbles in your mind or makes a mistake in your estimation, your resentment that you have in your heart will spring up and begin to see that person through that veil of resentment and judgment. And it is a poisonous, poisonous root. And all of this causes more lack of peace, more lack of stability, more lack of completeness and wholeness in the emotions of the person who has it. With that said, such a person cannot live in the great peace that this verse in Psalm 119 talks about. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble or be easily offended. On the contrary, they are easily offended and they stumble continuously day in and day out, all because they didn't love the word of God to such a degree that they embrace it and allow God to work it in their lives. So if you have unforgiveness or resentment or bitterness in your heart from even many years ago, you have to understand that it's the root of your lack of peace, your lack of emotional stability, your lack of being able to move forward in your life with a sense of peace and joy. In fact, it's been robbing you all these years, all because there's not an agreement with God's word, there's not a submission to God's laws, and there is not an embracing of God's word for your own life. Because in this piece of your life, you've decided being resentful and unforgiving is more important to you than submitting to God's law, that we have to forgive completely, release completely, love those who hate us, and all of those things that Jesus taught. And when we choose our own way over God's way, there's a conflict. There's a lack of peace. There's a lack of honor of God's word and God's law. And without that, there's no peace for us in our lives. God wants us to live in this great peace that's talked about in Psalm 119. Great peace have they who love your law. The only way we love God's law is when we embrace it, we apply it to our lives, we ask for God's grace to be able to do what God's law says. We say, God, help us to forgive, help me. Lord, give me your grace right now to forgive that person, to release them completely to you, to submit my heart to you, and not to hold out that I have a duty to still be angry at my parent who hurt my other parent. That's a false responsibility. That is not your responsibility. That is not God's way. That is a lie from the devil to keep you in bondage to bitterness and unforgiveness so that you can never have peace in your life. God wants you to live in great peace that's described here in Psalm 119. He wants you to live in wholeness, completeness, have joy every single day because your life is lived under submission to God's word in every area. And with that, you can live freely every single day. You can love everyone, every imperfect person on the earth, which we all are imperfect. But the person who has a root of bitterness cannot stand or abide any person who is imperfect. That's the key. And so it's a bondage that a person lives under. And with that, they never have peace because there's always this conflict in their emotions and in their spirit because they are in conflict with God Himself. God wants you to have the great peace, this shalom over your whole life that's mentioned in Psalm 119 verse 165. He wants you to have that. He wants you to live in it. He wants it to exude out of your being. So no matter what's happening, you have great peace because you love God's law. That is God's purpose and plan. You know, Jesus came and his fulfillment of the law and the prophets was this entire message of love and forgiveness. The entire message was love and forgiveness. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself, forgive everyone as I've forgiven you. That sums up all of it, the gospel, the good news, that we can be forgiven and that with the power of God, we can forgive everyone else and live in love day in and day out. And with that, we are living in perfect peace. That's God's plan. You don't have to hold on to resentment toward a parent who injured your other parent or who abused your sister or abused you or betrayed or was unfaithful to your other parent. You don't have to do that at all anymore. You can surrender it all to God and say, God, it's all yours. I forgive them. Help them. If they've already passed away, say, God, I release them completely and I won't hold resentment in my heart for my father abandoning the family or my mother being unfaithful to my father, breaking up the family, any of that. You release it completely and you say, Lord, just allow me the grace to forgive like you have forgiven me. And with that, peace will flood your spirit. Peace will flood your heart. You'll be able to lay down at night and sleep in peace because you've brought your heart and your mind and your emotions and your will under submission to God's law. And then great peace you will experience because you have chosen to love and take hold of and embrace God's law for your own life. Let that be yours today. Let God help you today to bring your every area of your life under submission to the law of God. Choose to love God's law, and with that, great peace will begin to flood your life, and you will live a life of freedom and emotional stability and wholeness that you have never before experienced. It's God's desire for you. I encourage you to do that today. Just pray, God, forgive me for holding any resentment or bitterness or unforgiveness toward any person. I surrender my my will under the law of God that says I must love and forgive every person. And I desire to be cleansed of that, and I desire to line myself up with that, and I desire to experience the great peace that you promised to that person. And I am that person. I choose to love your laws, your ways, your statutes, your commandments. It's my desire, God. Give me the grace to do it today. And God will hear and answer that prayer, and your life will get on a path of peace that you have not yet known or experienced. And it's a peace that's indescribable. It's only a peace that you can know as you surrender yourself to God in a complete way. It's a great peace. It's an abundant peace. It's a shalom for all the areas of your life. God bless you and give you a peace-filled week.